Hello there, it's Johnson Family Time. I'm your host, Jimmy Scribner. I'm inviting you to join us for a change of pace in Chickasola Town. The Johnson family and their friends. Before we go to Chickasola, let's pause a moment here. And now, running 1/4 mile down one of the main highways of the USA, is a tiny village. It's Chickasola Town, recently paved, too. No more mud holes in Chickasola. And on the corner of the main street, you will find Randolph Johnson and the Professor Potash's brand new business. They are talking as Lucy brings in a watermelon to be sold.
Well, I say this, Lucy. I know that a lot of things done been bought yet or sold because we got such a good idea here like we is, but I ain't ever seen no watermelons down here. Is you, Professor?
I know, sir. Is it ripe, Miss Lucy?
I don't know. Well, it's ripe or no, I ain't plugged it. I will, though. If you want me to plug it, I'll take a plug and plug it. But I guess they eat the part that I plug.
Never mind, Lucy. How much you wants to put it up here on the sale for?
I want $1.
Okay. We charge $1.10 for the season's first watermelon. That ain't so bad. We'll get that, Lucy. Come by here tomorrow next day and we'll have your money for you.
Thank you. Good day.
So long, Lucy. Everybody in town bringing things here to sell.
Yeah, that thing that we sold yesterday to Mr. Peewee that the lawyer Philpott brought in, that do feed me.
What do you mean?
Well, for somebody to sell something that didn't know what it was, and for somebody like us to have it and didn't know what it was, and then for somebody to come and buy it that don't know what it is, that thing done changed hands 4 times and don't nobody know what it is.
No. I done seen or heard about something like that once before, but I don't know exactly what the thing is. Oh, anyway, well, here come Brother Wabash. Come on in, Brother Wabash. Good evening, dear brother. Good evening. I got a pair of shoes for sale. You got a pair of shoes. Go, give him the money. We'll buy them outright from you. We pay us $1 for any pair of shoes that wearable and got a sole on them. Pay him, Professor.
Oh, here is your $1. And thank you.
Thank you, dear brother, and good day. Silly fella.
Yes, sir. He get by, though. Funny how everybody get by. Silly. People with plenty of brains. I don't know, great big brains that knock theirself off, Miss Johnson, and some little silly somebody go on through life living it and enjoying it.
Oh, here come the deacon.
Come on in, deacon. You don't have to stand outside. Make yourself at home.
I was just looking, dear brother. I hope you doesn't mind if I sort of browse this through.
That's what the place is for. Everything that you see in here is for sale except me and the professor.
I'd even sell Mr. Johnson if I wasn't afraid that he'd sell me.
Anything that we can help you with, everything marked, we got the prices on everything and all. And everything is marked and everything.
How much for these iced tea glasses, dear brother?
They ain't iced tea glasses, Deacon. They flower vases.
Oh, I thought there was some kind of fancy iced tea glass. It's getting so these days that you can't tell a vase from an iced tea glass or an iced tea glass from a vase. How much is they?
Oh, they're 25 cents. I tell you who brought them over. Sister Bainbridge brought them over here, and she say that they've been in her family for the last 35 to 40 years.
That isn't very long, dear good, kind, and gentle brother.
Well, that's a long time for a piece of glass to last around Sister Bainbridge's if you see some of them fights between her and the old man going on around there. That miraculous.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand. Yes, indeed, of course. They is really prehistoric antiques, so to speak, if you wants to put them in that light, dear brother.
Yeah, they done withstand more storms than any one piece of glass you done ever seen.
I believe I shall take one of them just as a memento so that every time that I looks at it, I will think of the terrible battles that go on over there, and it will serve to remind me of how important the price of peace is.
Yeah. Anything else I can get you?
Yes, I understand that... Of course, I hope you'll pardon me for being inquisitive. But I understand that Brother Philpott, the Eternity at Law here in Chickasola, left a certain contraption here to be sold the other day.
Oh, yeah. He didn't know what it was, though.
But we sold it.
Oh, yeah, we sold it.
Did you know what it was?
No. No, we didn't know what it was, neither.
No, sir, we didn't know what it was.
May I ask who bought it?
Well...
Well, I does hope you doesn't think that I is inquisitive, dear, good, kind, and gentle brother, but I would just like to know for shall we say, sentimental reasons.
Oh, I don't mind telling you who bought it. Miss Pee Wee Ambrose bought it.
Did he know what it was?
No.
You mean that someone sold something to someone, and that someone sold that something to someone else, and that someone else sold it to someone else, and none of the brothers involved knowed what the thing was, dear brother?
I don't think anybody knowed what it was.
My, what merchandising, what possibilities this place has. Good day, good, kind, and gentle brother.
Good day, Deacon. Wonder what that thing was, Professor.
How does I know? Don't let's go into that again. All we know that whatever it was, it worked, we know that.
But it's such a funny-looking thing.
Oh, it was the most contraptionist-looking thing I'd have ever seen.
Well. Oh, well, we ain't got to worry about it now. Let's see. Got some things to do here. Better get this done. Oh, here comes the lawyer, Philpott. Look like he in a big hurry. Look at him.
Oh, he looked like he'd been running the whole length and breadth of the Chickasola Avenue. Come in, Miss Philpott.
Gentlemen, hi, Johnson. I ran all the way. I shouldn't do this, you know. At my age, you're liable to get stroked or hit with something. I might, my heart might stop pounding, you know, I mean, beating. Johnson, I've decided not to sell that silly contraption that we put we put it right over there. Where is it, Johnson?
Wait a minute. Let go of me.
Where is that thing, Johnson?
What thing?
I don't know what it is, but where is it?
Now, what kind of talk is that?
Well, nobody understand what you say when you talk that way, Mr. Phil Poots. Moots, Goots, Hoots, Poots. Pots, I mean, Phil Potts. Goodness, I get so mixed up when I try to say something. Well, why are you so excited?
Johnson, we've got to get it back.
Why?
Those things were counterfeit plates.
Who?
Counterfeit plates. You can print money with them, you silly thing.
Money?
Yes, you can make all the money you want with the daggone things. Now, we got to get them back, or the first thing you know, the United States government will whack us across the back and lay us in some sort of penitentiary somewhere.
Well, I didn't do nothing but sell them.
Don't you realize it's against the law to sell a counterfeit plate, Johnson?
Oh, me. Here I go back into more trouble with the government again.
And what happens after that makes up the fun for the Johnson family at the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment with a moment, and then I'll tell you something that I think you'll know about and enjoy. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today and promising you that Papa Johnson will soon be facing another federal judge. And this time, Papa may be violating a parole. Oh, it'll be fun in Chickasola Town tomorrow. Fun for everybody, so join us. Thank you for today. This is Jimmy Scribner, your writer, actor, producer on the show, saying goodbye, everybody!